Now, look, no shock here, but dietary supplements are, of course, big business, and that does include vitamins. Now, odds are pretty good you've got some in the house right now. You might even have them as part of a morning routine. But have you ever noticed how many vitamins there are for kids? Now, these particular dietary supplements, often known as gummies, are advertised as a tasty way for kids to get their nutrients. But are we buying them because the kids aren't having enough fruit and veg, or just because we feel like we should? I mean, what are they actually doing? Now, Dr. Rosemary Standen is one of Australia's best known and most well-respected nutritionists. She joins me on the phone. Good morning, Rosemary.
Good morning, Nick.
Now, look, I don't have kids, but every time I'm in the chemist, I can't help but notice just how many vitamins seem to be marketed towards children these days.
They are, and you won't just find them in the chemist, of course, you'll find them in the supermarket. So there's an entire aisle in many supermarkets full of all these different sort of supplements, and many of them are directed at children. And I think many people buy them because they feel they're a bit of a nutritional insurance. They think, oh, my kids don't really eat well. At the same time, they go over to the breakfast cereal aisle and buy the sugary, junky sort of stuff over there, and they go to the snack aisle and they buy something that can put in the lunchbox every day that's basically junk. And we now have the situation where about 40% of kids' calories do actually come from junk foods. But the remedy for that is not to add vitamin tablets, but to stop buying the junk foods.
So they
do have some problems because many of them, I mean, kids don't like taking tablets.
No.
And there's one of the vitamins called riboflavin, which is sometimes called vitamin B2, actually has quite a taste. I mean, I can still remember when I was a child, I was a bit skinny, and my mother used to think I should have some vitamin tablets, which I always used to spit out. But it was the riboflavin taste comes through. So to disguise that taste, these days, they put heaps of sugar, and they often turn them into things like lollies. And they're usually called gummies of some sort, sort of gummy. And they're like jubes, so the kid can chew them up. And they've also put lots and lots of sugar in them and flavourings and things to get rid of that taste of the riboflavin, because most kids really don't like it. It is, by the way, also the thing that when you're taking these vitamins and you don't need them, they turn your urine yellow. So when people say, oh, I've got yellow urine, that's the vitamins going straight through, I'm afraid. But the real problem is that many of these products are marketed as though they are what we call therapeutic goods. And so they therefore don't tell you exactly what's in the product. There's no requirement to put a nutrition information label on them. If they did, people would be able to see that many of them are 50, 60 or more percent sugar. And that sugar, combined with the vitamins, some of the vitamins are quite acidic, means that they are really very damaging to teeth, because the acid sort of dissolves the tooth enamel, and we talk to dentists and we find that they say, you know, they can tell the kids that have been having these acidic and sugary things. The combination of the acid and the sugar is particularly damaging to children's teeth. So these are a problem. They're a problem because they're just persuading children to sort of eat stuff that is basically no good for them, and to the child it doesn't taste terribly much different from a lolly. In fact, some people use them as lollies, and we have the chewable vitamin C tablets that people use as lollies. Now, vitamin C is a straight acid, so they're particularly damaging to the teeth, and it doesn't matter if you buy the sugar-free ones, which you can get with vitamin C tablets because they have artificial sweeteners in them, but the sugar-free ones really, doesn't matter what they are, vitamin C is ascorbic acid, and it is one of the most damaging things to kids' teeth. So we really need kids to eat food. If you eat some fruit, for example, sure, you do get some acid in the fruit, but you also get a lot of fiber. The kid chews the fruit. That encourages the body to produce lots of saliva, and that protects the teeth. So eating the fruit is much better than taking these tablets.
So not only are they not really helping, they can actually be a hindrance, and they're, as you pointed out, maybe assuaging a bit of guilt for kids not getting the kind of food they need.
I think so. I mean, in fact, a lot of them are advertised as, how do you know that your children are getting enough vitamins? They have some nutritional insurance. The words nutritional insurance are used for some of these products.
Oh, Lord.
And so people think this is a good insurance. And really, we aren't feeding our children well, but that's not because good food isn't available. It's because we're choosing the junk. So that we need to stop choosing the junk. Incidentally, the problem with children eating so much junk is not that they're lacking vitamins. Because frankly, even if you go and eat fast food, you'll still get most vitamins. You could do with a few more from some more fruit and vegetables, but you do get vitamins out of chips. I mean, hot chips, for example. But it's not the vitamins that's the problem. The problem with the food is it's too much sugar, too much salt. They're not getting enough dietary fiber. So that none of these things are fixed by giving your kids sugary vitamin supplements to chew. So really people need to stop doing that. And there's actually evidence that there was a program just recently on the checkout on ABC TV about the fish oil supplements. So some of them have got fish oils in them. The amount that they have is very small. There are problems with those products. And so if you're paying even more for your vitamin supplements because they've also got fish oil in them, go and buy some fish.
So, Rosemary, would you suggest that parents could make better decisions if labelling was better on these? You mentioned before, but because they're marketed as therapeutic goods, there's not the strict labelling requirements.
That's true. And in fact, some of these products fall in between foods and therapeutic goods. And so just recently, we had a product and we sent it off to the food authority saying, look, this product is not adequately labelled. They said, oh, don't worry, it's a therapeutic good. You send it to the therapeutic good people and they say, well, it doesn't have the right label for that either. And they say, well, actually, it's a food. So that they fall in this gap and nobody's prepared to take responsibility for them. So the fact that they have so much sugar is often not on the label because they're marketed as a therapeutic good. So that is a problem. And we really need the authorities to sort of come to this party and decide, are these things foods? Are they therapeutic goods? And make sure that they're adequately labelled. That is not the case at the moment for most of them.
Dr. Rosemary Stanton, thank you for your time this morning.
My pleasure. Anytime, Nick.
Thank you. Dr. Rosemary Stanton there, one of Australia's best renowned nutritionists, talking about, well, whether children's vitamin gummies are actually maybe hindering, not just providing a little bit of, what did you call it, nutritional insurance.